My sister Sarah died at a young age of 63. She was a beautiful person, a nurse who traveled the rural areas of Tennessee in medical outreach to people who were sick and otherwise forgotten or had little or no access to any health care whatsoever. Sarah was very familiar with the cycle of life, with birth, the decline we all will suffer, and death. Just before Sarah died, she said something to me that surprised me and still resonates with me even today. She turned to me and she said, "I thought I had more time." Praise be to God that Sarah persevered in her connection to Jesus and in the sacraments. She stayed awake in the faith and passed from this life to the next peacefully. I think the five foolish virgins, the equivalent of bridesmaids today, might have all said, "I thought I had more time." Jesus intentionally shocks his audience with two images in this parable that are meant to wake us up too. First, he says that the five wise virgins don't share the oil with their friends. And then the second one is almost more outrageous, and that is that these close friends of the bridegroom, these people who are probably relatives even of the bridegroom, he turns to them and says, "I do not know you." What an amazing statement planted right here in this gospel to point to us his most important point, and that is, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour. For Jesus, perseverance is vital. He knows he will be tested too. He will have to persevere. He will have to keep his focus on the Father and stay the course that has been laid out for him, the course of love and mercy. But wait, there's still something that I can't get over here. All 10 virgins fell asleep. Jesus gives us more here than just the admonishment of being alert and staying awake. Jesus, as the bridegroom, says something which has very, very profound implications. He says, "I do not know you." Jesus says, we can come to be known by him. Jesus says that we then can come to know him too. Not just collectively like a gaggle of virgins with oil lamps, but individually known, to be known. This is amazing, to be known by God and have the promise of that intimate knowledge of being able to know him true, and truly know him, have that vulnerability, that knowledge, that connection to him. The five foolish virgins thought they had it all figured out, thought they had measured it just right. And therefore, they did just whatever the minimum they could to get into the kingdom. People today miss intimacy with Jesus in the same way, by fitting Christ into their lives instead of fitting their lives into Christ. It's up to us. It's up to us. It's not too late. We can show people the joy found in being fully known by Jesus, truly forgiven in the sacrament of reconciliation, truly sustained by the Eucharist, truly awake in the Word, and truly illuminated by the cross. There's an urgency here in this gospel, don't you think? An urgency born out of love and out of uncertainty. We don't know the day or the hour, so we must fill our lamps with the oil of gladness. That's the gladness found in connection with Jesus. That's in prayer, mortification, fasting, and most of all, seeking. Seeking the face of God in Jesus and the Holy Spirit. This urgency means today is also our day. as disciples in companionship with the Holy Spirit, we can show others this love for lost sheep. When we move in love, when we don't fear moving in the Holy Spirit, when we step out as disciples in Christ, then we don't fear the words, "I thought I had more time."